The sun shone bright on Claire Crawford as she made her way across the field. A breeze pressed her skirts against legs that stretched out as swiftly as they could. Lifting her chin, she turned her face upward, eager for warmth. Mother would not approve. "You'll freckle," she'd say. Claire didn't care. The sun was a fine companion on her daily walk to and from the plantation home. So much had changed in the last 2 years. These fields were at one time teeming with slaves. Now it was different. Not that she minded. Slavery seemed to go against the grain of society, barbaric and cruel. Yes, slavery had ended at a great cost to many. Unthinkable bloodshed. Claire pushed the memories aside. Best not to think on such things. No, there was no need to think on that. Facing forward once again, she picked up speed. It wouldn't behoove her to be late for dinner. Father might become suspicious, and those suspicions would lead to questions. Claire dare not let him discover where her mid-morning strolls took her. Moments later, she crossed a small stream. Stone by stone, she hopped over, holding her skirt. Mother would have enough to scold her for without a soaked hem. A voice rang out and carried in the wind. Who was that? Was someone hurt?
"Can anyone hear me?"
A man's voice. Dare she follow it? Her mind warned against such pursuit, telling her of the dangers.
"Help me!"
He sounded so desperate. Was it a sharecropper? A farmer? One of her father's workers? Either way, she could not leave someone, even a stranger, to suffer. Perhaps she could approach in safety, keeping her distance until she determined the circumstances. After all, she was within a few yards of the plantation house. Moving in the direction of the voice, still calling for help, she climbed the sloped embankment and went further up a small hill. There, from the top, she could see a figure next to a fallen horse. What had happened? The man scanned the area. There was nowhere for her to hide. As he looked in her direction, he called to her,
"Please!"
He faced her, though. Because of the remaining distance between them, she still could not make out his features.
"My horse is injured. I need help."
What was she to do? She should run after father, or one of the men that worked for him. But would the horse survive that long? What was the nature of the animal's injury? Her heart beat hard. Perhaps she should help this man now. But what of her own safety? Shaking her head, she pulled her things more tightly to her chest and marched forward. She could handle herself,